Left wing hysteria. It's the product of the liberal media industrial complex. It's the outrage cycle that never stops. Lately, after the anniversary of the January 6th Washington, D.C., quote-unquote, attacks just passed, it's once again drawn the ire of pink-haired mobs and the pundits who socially engineer them. It's a day that has been compared to 9/11, to Pearl Harbor. It was an insurrection. It was an attack on our democracy. It was sedition, a symptom of white supremacy. A completely organic terrorist plot with no FBI involvement whatsoever. Of course, right-wing racists on social media have been asserting that secret informants may have, in some instances, incited violence that day. And so they're asking questions about a guy named Ray Epps, who mysteriously disappeared from the FBI's most wanted list without being arrested and was caught on video inciting a mob to go ahead and breach the Capitol. Politico got to the bottom of this, and they officially debunked this spurious claim. They said this in one of their articles, quote, Epps, who has become the centerpiece of an unsupported GOP claim that the FBI incited the mob that ransacked the Capitol last year, met with the January 6th Select Committee in November and told them he had no relationship to the FBI or any other federal law enforcement agency. So to recap, they asked him if he was FBI, and he said no. That's the big fact-check bomb that the leftists are celebrating right now, and it's something we're supposed to be amazed with. But you see, the reality is, we may never know what really transpired that day. We may never know exactly what was the catalyst for January 6th. But what we do know is that the leftists are still crying about it to this day, over a year later. What we do know is that the left-wing outrage mob never ceases. There will always be an occasion for mentally enslaved morons to repeat talking points fed to them by the corporate media. There will always be an occasion for these people to waste their lives repeating the exact same talking points every single day, coming from their overlords at CNN, who then directs their vitriol elsewhere whenever they want to. There will always be an occasion for us as a result to point and laugh at them. You ask why? Well, it's because left-wing hysteria is hilarious. It's so funny. It's entertaining. They've branded January 6th as the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history, but then the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots that burned down cities across the country, according to them, were nothing more than just, well, fiery but mostly peaceful protests. They use meaningless platitudes like diversity and inclusion, but then they screech at the top of their lungs for social media platforms to resemble digital gulags, where everyone, right of center, just barely, is censored at the drop of a hat. They supposedly follow the science, but then get triggered into oblivion at the mere assertion that men aren't women, or that babies are still alive even in their mother's womb. They're committed to protecting democracy, supposedly, but then, well, they'll smear election integrity bills as racist, because everything, of course, is always racist all the time. And there's no such thing as election fraud, ever. Their cognitive dissonance, their lack of self-awareness provide for us endless entertainment. For people who are outside of the cult, for people who have a brain, it's like a sideshow act at a 1950s traveling circus. The problem is, they're not acting. They really believe this stuff. They really believe math is racist. They really believe Dr. Seuss is offensive. Men get pregnant. Inflation is good. Riots are peaceful. Joe Biden won the election without a shred of fraud whatsoever. It's all real to them. They really believe this stuff. And contradicting the accepted narrative will get you canceled. It'll get you deplatformed. It'll get you unpersoned. In fact, I'm surprised this segment is still broadcasting live on YouTube right now and that it hasn't